I want to extend my thank you to our shared governance, our faculty leadership for their participation in this advocacy effort and their very, very impressive and helpful presentation. We're clearly, as Vice President Noor said, operating in uncharted territory here, and the risks and the daily deterioration as the impasse continues are noteworthy, remarkable. We have a world-class institution to protect and defend, and we have all of our sets of decision-making that have to recognize the situation we're in. I'd like the board to be aware that we have indeed been taking responsibility for the operation of the university in the light of these uncertainties, and that financial responsibility and careful stewardship of public funds has been documented in several ways. Hiring freeze, we've seen a reduction already, about 230 FTEs. We have moved funding out of administration to support student activities to the tune of about $160 million over the four or five year period. We're already deferring maintenance on buildings, and some construction projects are not going forward, and we're deferring and delaying important needed IT activities. And as you know, led by the board, we're doing a programmatic review. The campuses, each one of them has conducted those options and those scenario analyses, and many activities are underway to be as efficient and as effective as we can with our use of public resources. We've also documented the economic impact of the University of Illinois in a recent comprehensive study that came out. And that economic impact is about 2% of the total state GDP, or GSP, I should say, just under $4 billion. And the return on taxpayer dollars invested in the University of Illinois has been calculated to be 19% per year. So it's the best investment, best endowment that I know of. So we see the university as a profit center for the state, not as a cost center. And of course, we are supporting through our activities over 170,000 jobs, taxpaying jobs in the state of Illinois. So this is a very significant time for this university. Our advocacy efforts are ongoing, and I hope the board members have seen all of those. We're leading the statewide effort, I believe, in activating the public higher education community. We've had students participate in activities in Springfield. There have been letters, there have been multiple representations. We've had multiple meetings with the governor, chief operating officer, secretary of education, chiefs of staff of the administration, and the four leaders and their chiefs of staff. And on Tuesday, as was mentioned, I gave testimony to the committee as a whole in Springfield on the impasse and its effect on the University of Illinois. All of our activities, I want to reassure the board, are student-focused. We are protecting our students first and foremost, including MAP-supported students, and as has been talked about, we're doing that. And I thank the students for their participation in the advocacy efforts. Sometimes shared adversity brings people together, and I do believe that the mettle of the University of Illinois in many ways is being demonstrated on a daily basis, both at the campuses and at the university as a whole. I'm optimistic that the impasse will get resolved in the January timeframe. I've had some personal conversations with the governor along those lines, also leadership on the other side. And when that happens, we will be in a better shape, I think, to carry forward our FY16 activities and reduce the level of consternation and anxiety that's clearly there. But we're going to keep paying attention, and that advocacy drumbeat will continue through the because it's too important. A public good flowing from this institution is incredibly important, and the state of Illinois needs us to be world class, and we cannot go down a path to deterioration. So, and the board's support is very important. And I would like to read a resolution that has now been unveiled, that it is my recommendation that the board members sign. It's a little bit out of the ordinary sequence of activities for the board, but I would like to read this resolution. I thought about asking the secretary to read it in her beautiful voice, but I want to read it myself. Susan, in this instance, and hopefully have a roll call vote that will demonstrate the support of the board members collectively and individually to this important issue. So it starts. It's a resolution urging an end to fiscal 2016 budget impasse. Whereas the University of Illinois is the state's flagship system for higher education and healthcare, one of Illinois' most vital assets, an investment by the state and its people for nearly 150 years. And whereas the University of Illinois' missions are to educate, conduct research, provide public service, and stimulate economic development, and to do so with excellence and broad scale at the local, state, national, and global levels. And whereas the campuses in Urbana-Champaign, Chicago, Springfield, and regional sites have a combined total enrollment of approximately 80,000 students and annually award 20,000 undergraduate, graduate, and professional degrees, lifetime credentials of educational excellence. And whereas the university's vast research portfolio ranks among the largest, most innovative, and world-renowned, and University of Illinois students and faculty are among the best and the brightest. And whereas the University of Illinois Health Sciences Colleges have for generations trained the healthcare providers of the future, and the university's hospitals and community healthcare clinics provide care to residents of underserved neighborhoods and rural counties. And whereas the footprint of the University of Illinois reaches statewide and into all 102 counties in Illinois, and the university is a powerful economic engine for the state, pumping $14 billion into the state's economy and supporting 176,890 jobs. And final, whereas to preserve and advance the preeminence of the University of Illinois and to fulfill its multiple missions with excellence, particularly accessible, affordable, high-quality education for its students, the state must provide a responsible, adequate, and reliable level of fiscal support to the University of Illinois and to all state public universities. And whereas the university has undertaken initiatives to reduce and reprioritize spending, to raise its efficiency and effectiveness, and to proactively plan for shared sacrifice as part of the state's effort to address Illinois' fiscal challenges, therefore, be it resolved that the University of Illinois urges an immediate adoption of a fiscal 2016 state budget that will adequately provide critical state financial support for the educational programs, groundbreaking research, public service to society, and economic prosperity of the University of that the University of Illinois provides to the state of Illinois, and that this resolution hereby signed by the Board of Trustees shall be forwarded to the Governor, the leaders of the General Assembly, and the leadership of the higher education community. Thank you, Mr. Chair, for your willingness to indulge me in that.
And thank you again for your efforts. With your concurrence, I'd like to take this item, the resolution concerning the budget impasse, from our agenda that we would normally vote and vote on it at this time. I'd like to that the vote be conducted in a roll call manner, which is permitted by the bylaws of the University of Illinois. And Susan, if you would, conduct the roll call, and we will, with your concurrence, one at a time, we'll go up and this is not quite like the Declaration of Independence, but it's still an opportunity for us to express our point. So Susan, if you would, one at a time.
Okay.
Motion for approval?
Yes, we do?
We do need a motion.
Okay.
I so move.
Second.
Moved and seconded.
Thank you.
And would you like me to read the item?
The title.
I think he just did, right?
Okay. No, I meant the title of the item.
Oh, okay. The title of the item. Excuse me.
Sorry. So it will be number one, University of Illinois Resolution Urging an End to Fiscal Year 2016 Budget Impasse.
Very good.
Okay, and now for the roll call.
Now for the roll call.
Mr. Cepeda.
I approve.
Mr. Estrada.
Aye.
Mr. Fitzgerald.
I approve.
Mr. Hall.
I approve.
I need to raise that up.
We'll have Pat holding. So. Ms. Hacera.
Approve.
Ms. Holmes.
Approved.
Mr. Dr. Kortz?
I vote yes.
Mr. McClinton?
I vote yes.
Do you want me to do you in order or last?
I'll do in order.
Mr. McMillan?
Yes.
Mr. Montgomery?
Yes.
Governor Rauner? Ms. Smart?
Absolutely yes.
And Mr. Wilson?
I approve.
Very good. Thank you, everyone, for participating in that. And President Killeen, again, thank you for all the efforts that you're putting in, as well as your staff, to helping keep the communication going.
Thank you.